Good afternoon, back here at the TT Grandstand on Bank Holiday Friday on the Isle of Man. Used to be Senior Race Day. We have just seen Dean Harrison take a fifth TT win and complete the Superstock double at TT 2025. We are now 19 minutes away from the start of the three-wheeling.media sidecar TT Race 1, so we're going to wade straight into the changes of programme. It is page 33 you're looking for in your programme. Whilst you grab that, let's have a recap on the results of Race 1. It was Ryan and Callum Crowe with that new lap record who won Race 1 on the Opel Kell Properties Honda, from Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny in second on the Hager Wickham Blackwell Honda LCR, and then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy taking the Team ARC SJH Bodyworks Kawasaki LCR onto the podium in third, with Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement fourth. Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson taking the newcomers awards on the Ezzy's Moto Tadcaster Yamaha in a fine fifth, and another newcomer, George Holden, with Mark Wilkes on the Barnes Racing Yamaha in sixth. Okay, the changes to programme then. Pages 33 in your programme. There are two non-starters specifically that we want to name, and that is outfit number 2, which of course Pete Founds, who crashed during practice, and number 16, who had their incident during the first race, and we wish them all well. 2 and 16 are the non-starters. We also understand an additional non-starter will be number 27, Bruce Moore, and Mark Gash. Mark has returned home following the desperate news that his best friend and regular driver and Irish sidecar masters champion Darren O'Dwyer died in a work accident on Tuesday. Mark has posted a message on social media to say, "I'm sorry to say I'm back in Ireland and withdrawn from this year's TT. I learned the devastating news that my longtime Irish Championship driver and best friend Darren was tragically killed in a work accident. It's more important for me to be back home where I'm needed, and I was supported 100% in this decision by Team LBS, who I will be eternally grateful to for their support and understanding. I apologise wholeheartedly to anyone I've let down." You haven't, Mark, not in the slightest. "Thank you again for everything. We will build on this and come back better, stronger and faster. And we send all of our thoughts out to those closest to Darren and to Mark." Right, let's get down to the ground ahead of this three-wheeling.media sidecar TT Race 2 and join Chris Kinley and Beth Espy.
Yeah, thank you for that. Just off the back of that, the boys who all clubbed together earlier on the week for the boys, Bruce Moore and Mark Gash, Les and Frank, Noel and Ricky, David and Mick, they were the ones who clubbed together to get them that power commander, to get them out on track, yeah. So yeah, sad, sad news coming from the sidecar world there. Also, hello to Janice and Mick, who are watching TT Plus. They're watching over in Australia this morning. Good evening, good afternoon, whatever it may be. Number 18, I just see, just rolled up here, Renzo van der Donkt and Valerie van der Donkt. Let's see if we can maybe grab a word of Renzo if we can. Just past the gentlemen as the Rammies come up, and whether they finish in race number one in 12th position on the 18 outfit. We'll go around the back if we can and speak to Renzo. Just round the back here. This round here. And Renzo, good afternoon, okay?
Yes, okay. We're ready.
Ready to go. Sidecar race one, good, happy, or?
Yeah, good, but you always want to go a little bit faster. And that's what we're going to try to do now in the second race.
Conditions look perfect.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm very happy with the conditions.
And no wind for a change. No wind, no rain, but the sunlight, bit brighter.
Yes, but the wind, it's not too bad on sidecar. On solo, you have lots more worries with the wind.
Well, good luck for today. Well done on for the race one the other day. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renzo. Yeah, so Renzo finished in race number one in 12th position. Beth, where have you gone? Are you with me? Have you actually turned it? You haven't turned it on, have you? Rami, sort her out, will you? Do you want to borrow mine?
I'm here.
You're
I'm
right
here.
Now, she's
I'm
there
here.
Now. Well done, Beth.
Sorry about that. Steve Ramsden, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling up for this one. Yeah, it's good.
I mean, conditions so much better than they were. And how's the outfit been running? I think you were seventh, weren't you, in the first one?
Yeah, we're running stock, so it's just reliability and, yeah, it's good.
And in terms of seeing everybody out there and just how much support there is, it must just really spur you on.
Oh, yeah, it spurs me on, but most of my support's gone home last night. Yeah, so we're only a little team today.
Okay, well, best of luck. Hope it goes really well
for
you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Gary Gibson and Daryl Gibson are here. Maybe grab a word with Daryl if we can. I spoke to him the other day. He's got the shades on again. Daryl, yeah. First race, what happened?
Blew up from 4 miles from the end. Yeah. Just nipped up, yeah.
You hate this place, but love it equally at the same.
Yeah, it really gets you sometimes, doesn't it? And then getting delayed from Wednesday just builds all that tension a little bit more, but ready to go.
How is the outfit feeling up to then? All good?
Really good. We haven't had to make many changes. We're happy with it. Just concentrating on riding and gelling together.
Not many Suzuki's running in it, though, is there? So...
No, they're in, but we've got these singing well. We've been on Suzuki's for quite a while, and yeah, we're happy with the pace of it.
You're running standard or you're running...
Fully tuned. The Suzuki's out very good in standard trim, so keep these fully tuned, and then we'll see where the rules go next year.
Good luck, boys. Get it home.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. There we go. They're starting off at number 9, Gary Gibson and Daryl Gibson. Like you said, a retirement the other day. Beth?
I'm just here with Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth. Alan, I don't think we've had a chance to speak to you yet. How's your TT experience been this year so far?
Well, we've had a tough start. We broke two engines in practice week, and they all happened on nights where we were going to get a couple of laps in, so it all got a bit rushed after that. So we haven't had as much time on the course as we'd like. But you know,
I guess that's the problem then, isn't it? That when you've got so much to do with the outfit, you don't get any downtime.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like a lot of the time we're not actually doing anything, but we're hanging around waiting. So we're still stuck in the paddock even though there's no racing happening. It's been a difficult year, but same for everyone.
Yeah, I think it really has been one of those years, hasn't it? In terms of your team and the support you've had, how's that been?
It's been good. Last year I was on with Andy King, and he's not racing here this year, so I've jumped on with Al, and it's similar pace, similar machinery, so it's just been very, very easy transition.
And what is it like getting used to a new partnership?
Well, we all adapt fairly quickly, and we all know what we want, so you've got to keep talking.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for talking to us. Have a good one today.
Thank you.
Going to grab a quick word with newcomer driver Steve Kershaw and Reese Gibbons, if we can just jump over here. And Reese, I'll speak to him first. I'll come back to you as well. He's looking very cool, by the way. He does look cool, doesn't he? Look at that, eh?
He's a cool cat, isn't he?
He's not as cool as Mr. Gibson up there, though, is he?
Nobody's as cool as Mr. Gibson.
Definitely not. First race, massive disappointment. He's just said, Daryl's just said up there, this place, you love it and you hate it in equal amounts. Your first time here, it's an annoying, this place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's such a high that when you get a low, it's a big low. And yeah, I was devastated in that first one. But we picked ourselves up and we've sorted the problem.
What was it?
Pardon?
Any idea what it was?
Yeah, it's just a rad cap. It just passed. It was the simplest thing. We've had the same setup on the bike all year. We've never DNF'd a race. And then we got, and everybody's told me, that's the TT for you. So.
Okay, all right. But that's what happens. Let's get it home today. 2-lap dash.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. Let's do it.
And Reese as well, looking forward to this.
Yeah. Well, like we said, when we did the shakedown, like, we still had that problem. But we were 15 seconds up into Ramsey. So, you know, we're confident. And, you know, we're excited to get going.
All right, guys, good luck for today. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement, and a great first race for you, fourth place finish. How are you feeling ahead of this one?
Yeah, good. It was nice. It was a good race. It got, yeah, plenty close enough. We had a proper race in the first race, but yeah, just looking to go out again, enjoy it, and yeah, see what we can do. It's the best conditions we've had all week, so looking forward to it.
I know. This is what the weather in the Isle of Man should be like, isn't it? And in terms of hanging around, obviously it's a little while since the last race. It must be quite difficult to fill your time sometimes.
Yes, it was quite strange the first race, but it's like a shorter track race. But yeah, it's just like when you got your rhythm, it's not the same that if you are alone. But yeah, it was all right, and we finished the race, so it's the most important.
Really is. Hope it goes really well for you both today.
Love it, John. Thank you.
Just in deep conversation with his father-in-law. I think it is. It's his father-in-law, isn't it? I'm right. Stepdad, that's it. So I knew it was some family relation. Anyway, you know, I'll get into bother. I'm not arguing with him, you know, not arguing with him at all. So into our guys who finished in fifth place in race number one, newcomers. And you know what? I was looking through some old pictures came up on me face thing the other week, and it's this colour scheme, as we know. I'm going to jump around the back. Isn't that typical? The Birchall. Too noisy, aren't they, Kieran Clark?
Love the attention, don't they?
They love it. They certainly do. Listen, you've been around the racing game a long time, both on the classics and on the F2 bikes. This place, just talking to Daryl Gibson and the guys up there, they love it, don't they? You love it. Good fifth position the other day.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, best thing I've ever done. It's just magic, really. Magical place. We've been here a long time now, and everyone wants to go home, but everyone's here for the sidecar race still, which is the main thing.
What about this outfit? This outfit's iconic colour scheme has been around for decades and decades and decades. And Eddie's of Tadcaster, as it's very well known. No, yeah. Mean sidecar chap himself.
Yeah, but it's that colour's been going around since late 70s.
When I was a lad.
Yeah, so it's very well known. We've got a shop in Tadcaster, Eddie's Moto.
Do you work there, dear?
Yeah, I run the shop, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They sponsor the outfit. And we've got other fantastic sponsors, as you can see down the bike, all around the Leeds area, and a couple in London. All brilliant guys.
In them there, London?
Even London, would you believe it?
From Leeds to London, eh? What about this, though, today's race? What improvements can you make on the first? I mean, fifth place, fantastic. Dream come true. What can you do just to improve, just to make a further step?
It's just mileage, really. We just need more confidence in some of the really fast bits, which will just come in time. If it comes in this race, brilliant. But if it doesn't, we'll do it next year. We'll just do what we can, do what we do, just take it smooth and steady and see where we end up.
Which corners are they? Do you know the names of the corners, or do you know so it's the flat right even?
Yeah, the name's a bit I struggle with. I really do. I can probably get you to Ballacrane, and that's about it.
That's all right. Yeah. Well, you're going to enjoy it anyway. You still going to do any classic stuff at all, or stick with the F2 then?
Not this year. We might have a little go abroad next year on it, but nothing major. We're putting all the input into coming here and this, really.
Southern 100 maybe for you this year on this?
No, not this year. We're gonna save up for TT next year.
Absolutely. Cheers. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Chris.
Thank you very much. All right, let's hear from George Holden with Beth.
Yeah, George and Mark Wilkes did a fantastic sixth place finish the other day, but you had a transponder issue. So, I mean, everybody waiting to hear how you were doing. It must have been nerve-wracking for them. Have you sorted it for today?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. When we came in, we didn't even know what position we finished, what time we'd done or anything. But so we've been and got a different transponder from the race office, and hopefully be a lot better for today. So.
And you are a newcomer driver this year. I know we've spoken to you a few times throughout the week, but how has this experience lived up to your expectation?
Oh, it's been everything and more. Way more, yeah, it's fantastic.
And what's the best piece of advice your dad's given you so far?
Just keep calm. Yeah, keep calm and enjoy it. We've enjoyed every second, so.
And having that relationship between you and Mark and that sort of communication, I guess, is really important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark's absolutely fantastic. He's been great on and off the bike, so, yeah.
Wonderful. Great to see you smiling still. Talk to you afterwards.
Thank you.
Lewis Blackstock with a big disappointment in the first race. I know we got at home, but you did tell me off air what was wrong with the outfit in the first race, because you were up there, you were nearly there, making that turn right into the winner's enclosure. But this place again.
Yeah,
this place
just gets you all the time.
What was it?
So the throttle read a different reading than the actual butterfly valves, and it just locked the throttle out. So it's just.
What did you do to fix it to be able to get going again?
Well, we had to stop, and I didn't really know what it was, so turned it off, and then obviously reset itself, and then just set it going again.
You're an engineer, because that's what our guys do. Yeah, it works well. Turn it off and on again.
It's called the engineer's reset, off and on.
What about this race then? What can we see from you?
Well, I don't. Let's get finished. Hopefully, don't break down and. Get two good laps in and see where we are at the end.
John, in the morning of a race to here, are you one of these people who's gone around the bike just checking last little things, or have you got a team to do that? Or are you really, really hands-on?
No, yeah, well, I built the engines out of everything. It's just it's all me, really. Oscar cleans the wheels. And
does Oscar know his place? Is he enjoying it, though?
It's all right. He's been in that physio tent more than he needs to be, but...
Blimey, I'm not telling him. He's a big lad. I'm not telling him that. But this is what this place does again. It beats the living daylights out. Dominic Urbanson was saying it earlier on today about the solo boys. He said his body's in bits.
Yeah, you're going that fast and that high speed. It just, your neck muscles, everything. The physio do such a good job. We screwed without him, really.
Just looking at your outfit there, you don't really have much of a pop screen on the front for the winter draft over here.
I'll try and get as aero as I can.
Listen, you and Oscar, have good luck for the race, boys.
Cheers,
guys. Thank you very much. Let's get back to Beth.
Yeah, I'm here with John Saunders and Vicky Cook. Not strangers to the TT course, but obviously this is your first pairing here together. John, what's she like as a passenger?
Yeah, we're doing okay so far, so good. Yeah. We've not really got going together this week, but hopefully we'll get a better run today.
Yeah, it's been really tough, hasn't it? We talk a lot about the conditions over here, Vicky, and you've seen that over the past couple of years, but looking pretty good today so far.
Yeah, hopefully the conditions will they'll stay good for the next 45 minutes or so, and can have a good run out and try and get going a bit now and just bed in for a couple of laps.
And I know you've been sort of struggling a little bit physically. How are you feeling?
I'm still battered. I'm held together with Kato from Pritstick, I think, but... She's got today to get through, and then we'll be fine then. Another 50 weeks before we can do it again, so I need to enjoy it today.
And that's the thing, is it's back to real life on Monday, I guess, John.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Hopefully have a good race today, yeah.
Wonderful, have a good one. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
It's getting to the business end here now. Milky's got the big board that says clear the grid, and two old stages. I'm going to grab one of them in a minute, Gary Bryan. I'm going to speak to this man first of all. Gary, don't swear, Conrad Harrison. Please don't swear while I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir. button and Chris.
Are you both missing it? Both former drivers here. Gary Bryan, first off.
Yeah, I was just saying to Conrad, it's different set of nerves. When you're doing it, they go as soon as you set off here. But when you're in our position, you've got 3/4 of an hour of it. Or
biting your nails.
Yeah, I'm not too bad now. He's fairly level-headed, so yeah, it's not so bad.
Speaking of level-headed, how are you, Conrad?
After that 3-lap Superstock race, I was a bit nervous. But it's Gary's turn now, so his lad's going out there, and I've just had my lad out there, you know what I mean? So.
Are you finished with the racing job, both of you, or...?
I have completely. Gary does an odd Cadwell now and then, yeah. But
okay. On Classic or what, F2? Or?
No, I'm actually riding this at the festival to see if it's any comfier than the other one. We'll go from there.
Okay, and Conrad, proud father, young fella's over there now.
Oh, yeah, we've been friends with Gary. Well, when I won the Isle of Man, Gary built my engine, like, so we closed a bit of a relationship over years. And Todd and Dino are good friends, you know what I mean? So they always come and wish each other good luck. Because Dean knows what it's like out there, you know what I mean? Whether you're on a sidecar or a solo, it's an hard track. But I tell you what, I can't believe this week. I just can't believe it.
It's because you've moved here, you made the weather bad.
Dino couldn't win a Tiddlywinks competition. Now he's won 2 more TTs. Just unbelievable. He's riding so well. So his lean angle now is just... since he's gone. Yes. Over that mountain was Dean's bugbear. But now
it's not.
He's gaining over the mountain now. Peter Hickman was always good over the mountain because of short circuits, and Dean was the opposite way. And that's where Dean's lost TTs.
Up the mountain. I think it's the new haircut. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's getting grey hairs, though. Have you noticed?
Oh, no, I'm not saying a word. You said that, not me. Conrad, Gary Bryan, thank you very much for your time. It's nice to get the chat with those guys. And he's not finished, is Gary Bryan. Of course, he always rode on with the GBM Motorsport on the side of it. So let's have a little look then. The boys are in position now and basically focused and locked in on doing the job. The Crowe boys are ready. Ryan's strapped into the machine with the... if you see it, when he just... you won't see him because he won't sit up, but he has like a bungee sort of cord on him, which is kind of clipped onto the frame, and it's also clipped onto his leather. So if anything happens and he gets unfortunately thrown out, the outfit will stop and it won't continue on. So that's kind of like a kill switch. If you go on those jet ski things, kind of a similar thing to that. So there we go, boys, up there. 2 minutes to go. I know Patrick France is going to be joining us in the Radio TT studio for the start of the Sidecar Race 2, the freewheeling.media Sidecar Race 2. So over 2 laps, Chris Boyd.
As you say, we welcome Patrick Farrant, 3 times TT winner, to join us on the call from his TV duties, and then he'll have to shoot off literally at the race end. We need to just take you down the running order of the top 10, because obviously the sidecars this year at TT are running in their qualifying position. So the first bikes away will be numbers 1, Ryan and Callum Crowe, then number 3, Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny. Then number 4, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Going at start position 4 will be Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, number 5. Then number 15, Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson. Then number 6, Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement will go 6th. 7th will be Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons. 8th will be 12, George Holden and Mark Wilkes. Going away 9th will be number 13, Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes. And going away in 10th place will be Gary and Daryl Gibson. We are just under a minute to go. This is the freewheeling.media sidecar race 2. It's over 2 laps reduced from the scheduled 3. So that makes it 75.46 miles. The 2024 podium was Ryan and Callum Crowe, Ben Birchall and Kevin Rousseau, and Dave Molyneux and Jake Roberts. Dave taking that very emotional final ever podium before announcing his retirement. 30 seconds to go and we look down. Ryan and Callum. Callum's just leaning on the back of the outfit. Ryan's just doing an arm stretch and then hunches himself down. Ready for this. Mark Pendlebury stands in front of them. Our starter is Chris Beaumont off freewheeling.media. As we get to 10 seconds to go, and he does now just give them 10 seconds to go. The hand goes onto the shoulder of the Crows. A new lap record in the opening race, 121.021. Race 2 is go. Ryan and Callum away on the Opel Kell Properties Honda LCR, looking to do the double at TT 2025. Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny finished second in the opening race. On the Hague are Wickham Blackwell, Honda LCR. Then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy in the team ARC Pro Industrial Roofing Kawasaki. They were completed the podium in the first race because of issues to Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, who go next on the Dave Holden Racing Yamaha. Next away will be that bright fluorescent highlight of colour Eddie's Motos of Tad Caster, a Yamaha of Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson. And then we get to our former world champions Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement on the Brooklyn Sand and Aggregates Yamaha. Then Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons, who retired early in the opening race on the Express Tars Quattro Group Honda. George Holden had a fantastic debut CT, finished sixth in the first race with Mark Wilkes on the Barnes Racing Yamaha. And it was a top 10 for Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes on the Moto Travel Harker Haulage Honda. Gary and Daryl Gibson on the GDM Logistics of Fabrication Suzuki go next. It was a retirement for them in race one. Top 10 finish in that. Oh, that doesn't sound too good for the Gibsons leaving the line. It'll clear itself, hopefully. Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims go next on the Dawson Classic Motorcycle Honda. And then it will be the Ramsden, Stephen Matthew Ramsden. Sounds well away from the line, that does. The Honda squirms away from the line. Then we'll have the Belgians, Renzo and Valet van de Dong on the Christian's Prefabrication Suzuki. James Saunders and Sarah Stoko next to go on the Home Choice Flooring Honda Baker. Followed by Wayne Lockie and Matty Rostron on the Dirty Weekend at IMS Racing Honda. Thirteenth for them in the opening race. 11th for Darren Hope and Lenny Bumphrey on the AJB Services Honda. They go next. 15th in race one for John Saunders and Vicky Cook on the Home Choice Toots Race Directions Yamaha. Alan Thomas and Andy Sigsworth line up next on the Honda Ireson. 16th for them in the opening race, and I think a personal best for Alan Thomas around the TT course. Cosmic Group Yamaha Kawasaki for Mick Donovan and last year's podium man Jake Roberts away next. And then Ziggert Kranenburg and Kevin Kolsch on the Eckart Training Honda. It's 14th for them in the first race. 17th for Gordon Shand and Frank Clays on the Marin Motorsport Suzuki. A retirement in the race one for Bruno Mathurne and Mathilde Juli on the Suzuki. They're away. Sounding a little bit rough as well, but does clear, I think, and they get underway as Craig Curry and Jason Pitt go on the Honda. Next up will be Maria Costello, MBE, and Alice Smith. Alice had a fantastic first race, got round on the Galgorm Resorts Honda. Then we'll have Ross Buchanan and Adam Evans next away on the Club XS Bull-In Racing Kawasaki. There's a gap there where Bruce Moore and Mark Gash would have been. We explained why Mark is not starting a little earlier. So we just get a break before Buchanan and Evans get away. Sidecar just picks up. Ooh. Doesn't sound the greatest, but they've got going. They're away. Next up, Stevens Palacourt and Jules Drillian on the Yamaha. Then Eric Lenzer and Anaïs Rosset on the Suzuki. John Shipley and Jody James, who jumped on board right at the start of the meeting. So Jody James riding with John Shipley on the Honda. And our last pairing away will be David Marshall and Luke Gallagher. They finished 25th in the first race on the HMH Safety Suzuki. It's all outfits away as it is now. All eyes on the leaderboard. Welcome, Patrick.
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. But yeah, what an intriguing prospect we have here. Like, who knows what Ryan and Callum are going to do in this. Sort of, they had no reason to go out and sort of even try for the lap record in that first race, such was the lead. So it'll be really interesting to see how they go out in this race, and see if they just build the lead up and just hold it there, or will they actually try and go on further. The way that practice has gone, Ryan doesn't seem to be able to just sort of back it off and just bring it home a little bit. So, yeah, it'll be interesting there, sort of in a league of their own, I would say. But the battle for second place, I imagine it to be really hotly contested, between Birchall and Rosny Crawford and Hardy and Blackstock and Lawrence. There was nothing between them at the end of the first lap before Blackstock and Lawrence broke down in the first race.
I think we are running almost on the leaderboard in position order on the road. The Crows lead at Glen Helen, lap one on the freewheeling.media sidecar TT race two by 9.5 seconds. It's almost what we saw the other day, 10 seconds up just on the run out to Glen Helen. Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny are in second. They are 2 seconds ahead of Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. That was our podium in race one. The Crows, then Birchall, then Lee Crawford. 1, 2, 3. Lewis Blackstock is only 3/10 of a second off Lee Crawford, with Oscar Lawrence in fourth place. Then Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement slot into fifth, 3 seconds down on Blackstock and Lawrence. And then Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson are leading newcomers from the opening race. They are 1.9 seconds down on Ellis and Emmanuel Clement. George Holden and Mark Wilkes, seventh, 4.5 seconds down on Clark. And then Stephen Kershaw, another of our newcomer drivers, he is 9/10 of a second down on George Holden, with Reese Gibbons in the chair. And Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes also through Glen Helen, along now with Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims. So it is the Crows out front by nearly 10 seconds, almost exactly what we might have expected, Patrick.
Yeah, it's what we sort of seen through the whole of practice week and even into the first race, sort of in a league of their own, and nobody really sort of to be able to take anything to them. If Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny can find anything in this race, this is their last opportunity of TT 2025 to sort of really take it to the Crows. But it's looking ominous on that first split there with a 9.5 second lead. But as per the first race, only 3/10 of a second separating Lee Crawford, Scott Hardy and Lewis Blackstock and newcomer passenger Oscar Lawrence. They had an engine cutout or some kind of sensor issue going through the bottom of Bergaro in the first race, which sort of put their pair to the podium battle that they were having there with Lee and Scott. But it'll be interesting to see if they can keep going with that, and it'll be a hard-fought battle to the end, I would have thought.
News of a retirement for Gary and Daryl Gibson. They are out at Ballacrane on lap one. They were an early retirement, I think, in race one as well. It just hasn't been their TT.
Yeah, we sort of heard that it's going off the line. It sort of sounded clunky when they were changing gear. It was like really popping quite loudly here past the grandstand. So unfortunate for them. And TT 2026, the next time that they'll be able to compete around here, unfortunately.
Outfit number 23, Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth. We said Alan did a new PB the other day. They've slotted into 11th place, so that's impressive by them. They are just outside the leaderboard. Then in 12th is the Ramsdens. In 13th, Renzo and Valle van der Donkt. In 14th, John Saunders and Vicky Cook. And 15th, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey. As the Crows make it out to Balaf. So we next wait on the Birchalls, Birchall and Rosny, who we see arrive there now.
17.8 seconds lead on the first lap at Balaf. It's looking like it's going to be a replay of the first race, but how far can these Crow boys take it? Do they want to try and break their new lap record, or will they just bring it home? That'll be an intriguing prospect for the remainder of this race, and it will see as it unfolds. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, 4 seconds now behind Birchall and Rosny, and only half a second in front of Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. So that battle that we're having the first race, they seem sort of tied on time through the whole fortnight they've been, and it's looking like a good race for the final podium position there.
It is indeed. They've just set the Crows the fastest ever sector time that we've seen on a sidecar from Glen Helen to Balaf. They've done it in 3:19.9 to set a new fastest sector time that we've ever seen on a sidecar, and as you say, it's pushed the lead out to over a second a mile so far in this race.
Yeah, these guys are just working as one. Everything's just sort of falling into place, but it's not come easy. The hard work started right at the very end of last year's TT. They sort of sat down with the team and sort of had a look and thought which direction they want to go in, and everything they've done to that machine between then and now just seems to be, yeah, it's paying off for them. They're pretty much untouchable, and they set fastest sector times in that first race, and to be going off in this second race now and just doing exactly the same, it's testament to them guys and how hard they've worked to get here in this position.
No changes in the rest of the top six. The Crows lead by 17.8 seconds over Birchall and Rosny at the Laugh Lap 1. Then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy are 4 seconds down on Birchall. Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, though, are only half a second down on Crawford and Hardy. So that's a battle to watch. Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement slot into fifth. 5.9 seconds down on Blackstock. Then Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson are 3.5 seconds down on Ellis. George Holden and Mark Wilkes are in seventh, 7.2 seconds down on Clark and Johnson. Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims show in eighth at the moment. They have got past Stephen Kershaw on the leaderboard, so it's up to eighth for Dawson and Sims at the lap on lap one, 2.9 seconds behind Holden and 3.6 up on Kershaw and Gibbons, with Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes rounding out the top 10, 4.4 seconds down on Kershaw and Gibbons.
Yeah, interesting battle with the newcomers as well, running there in 6th and 7th with Kieran Clark, Andrew Johnson. But George Holden, with the experience, very experienced world champion Mark Wilkes in the chair, and he's got in his corner, obviously, two times TT winner John Holden, who's his father. So he's got a wealth of experience within the team to sort of help him on, but he's having a good battle there with Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson for the fastest newcomers title this year.
It looks like Ross Buchanan, outfit number 30, with Adam Evans, maybe another retirement. We heard them struggling off the line as well. They seem to have stopped at Ashler Drive out at Union Mills. So an early retirement for Ross Buchanan, unfortunately, from this second race, as the Crows arrive into Ramsey. And we wait now for Birchall and Rothney to arrive to see what the lead might be at Ramsey on this opening lap. A super smooth line for the Crows into the hairpin, Patrick.
Yeah, and Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny starting 10 seconds behind the Crows and having that advantage of 17 seconds. So we're going to have to wait nearly 30 seconds before Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny come through the sector time. So it's going to be a lonely ride for these guys out on the road. I don't think they're going to see anybody else through the whole of this race. So it's just them against the clock.
It's gone out to 22.9 seconds for Birchall and Rosny behind the Crows at Ramsey on the opening lap. The lead is 22.9 seconds. As we see some pacey action into Balath.
That's Alan Thomas passing John Saunders and Vicky Cook just over the bridge there at Balath Bridge.
And we're just waiting now for more outfits to arrive at Ramsey. We do now get Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence and Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, and they've swapped positions. Blackstock and Lawrence are up to third past Crawford and Hardy. There's only 0.2 of a second in it though, so it's super close.
It is super close. It's a rerun of the first race before Blackstock and Lawrence had their problem mechanically, but half a second faster through that sector gives them a lead over Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy of 0.2 seconds. So a real close fought battle for them.
The speed trap at Sulby, which is where we've seen the advantage right through the meeting for the Crows. Ryan and Callum Crowe have gone down Sulby 161.472 miles per hour. Next best is the Birchall and Patrick Rosny, 152.38, so over 9 miles an hour.
Yeah,
advantage.
But that's testament to the boys. You know, their engine isn't that much powerful than what they had last year, and they've got the deficit of not being able to use the 7-speed gearbox, so they've found that speed through aero and other means with the chassis, because the speed trap is at the end of Sulby Straight, so on these sidecars you do scrub a lot of speed off going through quarry bends, so if they can get through quarry bends without scrubbing all that speed off, and that's just the handling of the chassis. Now they've got their dampers dialed in.
We see Ben and Patrick heading up the mountain, and next up we see Kieran Clark heading into the gooseneck as well. Super smooth line by him, and onto the mountain climb proper, if you like, pulling out off the gooseneck. So at Ramsey then, the Crows lead by 22.9 seconds from Birchall and Rosny. Blackstock and Lawrence up to third, 7.3 seconds down on Birchall and only 0.2 of a second up on Crawford and Hardy. Then Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement holding fifth, 8.5 seconds down on Crawford and Hardy. Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson continuing to sit in sixth, 4.5 seconds down on Todd Ellis. And then George Holden and Mark Wilkes, 12.4 seconds down on Clark and Johnson in seventh, with Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons showing in eighth. But we're waiting on the arrival of Robert Dawson and Matty Sims, who had that position at Balath.
Yeah, I managed to catch up with Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy after the last race, and they were saying that they had a plus eight pit board coming over the mountain on the start of the last lap, and he knew he wasn't going to catch Ben Birchall or Paddy Rosny in that, but then he'd seen that he had a gap after Blackstock and Lawrence had dropped out, so he just sort of rolled it off and brought it home. But he's in a hard fought battle here, 0.2 seconds separating him at Ramsey Hairpin, which is it's nothing for these guys, and they're started number 4 and 5 on the road.
That's the battle we really are watching for, as we already have the crows through the bungalow on this opening lap, and we wait then for the battle in behind. It'll be, as you say, over 30 seconds on the road, 32, 33 seconds on the road before Birchall and Rosny arrive, and then we get into the battle behind that between Blackstock and Lee Crawford for the final podium place.
Yeah, these guys have been in a league of their own from the very first practice, first ever team to do 120 mile an hour in practice, and then just moving that on one notch. But they set lap record sectors on that final lap when they did the 121 mile an hour, and it wasn't until they got to the mountain section where it was so windy that it just knocked the speed off, because at Ramsey Hairpin on their second lap of race number one, they were 10 seconds underneath the lap record and they were only going forward. So who knows where they could have taken that lap record to, and it was the same with the Super Sport lap of Michael Dunlop. He had fastest sectors all the way up to Ramsey Hairpin, and then the time just knocked off. But near perfect conditions out there. I can't see many trees blowing like it was the other day.
Huge lifts of the passenger wheel for both Lee Crawford and Lewis Blackstock as they go through. It is Crawford's got third back, so at bungalow lap one, it's the Crows leading by 30.9 seconds now, and then it's Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy back into third place. They've got up the climb of the mountain better than Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. There's a 2.2 second difference between Crawford and Lewis Blackstock.
Yeah, Lee Crawford must have got the hurry up there. He would have seen his pit board saying just 0.02 somewhere, so he's had a hurry up and got a real good run from the bungalow to Ramsey Hairpin. But both Crawford and Hardy and Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence are actually on standard engines at this year's TT, along with Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement. That's signified by a red background with a white number. All the other outfits that have got different coloured numbers and no background are actually tuned engines. But this is sort of a development process for the sidecars here at the TT. So these guys doing these speeds and only 8 seconds off Ben Birchall, who's predominantly been the fastest man for the past 12 or 13 years, to be only 8 seconds and running a standard engine, that's testament to Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Brilliant job.
Absolutely. So let's take you back to Ramsey for the further down the leaderboard. Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement in fifth, then Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson in sixth, George Holden and Mark Wilkes seventh, Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons in eighth. They are all through the bungalow as the Crows already reach Crocknamona at the end of this opening lap. So the lead will be bigger and bigger. They are out there on their own, way out in front, over 30 seconds clear on the road, 40 seconds clear on the road, in fact, already. And we're not even at the end of lap one. They're up in a very high 119 pace, 119.9 pace from a standing start is so, so impressive. It was 119.4 in race one. They're half a mile more on top of that today.
Yeah, super impressive by these boys. These boys will have pit boards all around the circuit. They'll know they'll have a 30-second lead, so they don't really need to do this. But when everything's going well, it's sometimes easier to sort of run at your pace rather than try and slow up. You can sort of start running on and running deep into corners if you try to run a little bit slower. But when everything's working as well as it is for these boys, there's no reason for them to sort of be backing off.
About to fly past us out onto the second and final lap of their TT campaign. Here they go, the Crows. Opening lap, 119.950, 18 minutes 52.374 for Ryan and Callum. Exactly where I had them projected. I'll take that one.
Beautiful raspy sound there from that outfit as it comes past the grandstand. I think there's only the Crow boys and then Ben Birchall's outfit have the sort of real significant tone from their Honda machines.
That obviously is the fastest ever standing start lap by a sidecar we've seen at the TT. 18 minutes 52.374, 119.950. As we next get second place Birchall and Rosny onto Glencrutchy Road, they'll be flashing past us in just a moment. We'll see what the advantage is at half distance. And it's 37.2 seconds that the Crows lead by at the end of the opening lap. So it is almost exactly a second per mile.
Yeah, it's almost a real carbon copy of how race one went about. So I think it answers our questions, though, for how Ryan and Callum Crowe were going to get out of the blocks and how they were going to sort of run this race. So, yeah, absolutely blistering speed. Really,
Lee
really
Crawford
impressive.
And Scott Hardy, that was just going through. We await on Blackstock. Here he is. What's the difference? He's holding it there at that 2.6 seconds. So Crawford and Hardy hold third at the end of lap one of two. And then Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence are 2.6 seconds down. So there is still a battle for this final podium place.
Yeah, super impressive. Ryan and Callum Crowe, 18 minutes, 52.374 seconds. I remember years ago when a sub-20-minute lap was such a massive achievement, but they've just gone sub-19 on an opening lap. Super, super impressive, them boys. I don't think you can say enough good things about them.
Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson and Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement flash past us here. Let's give you the times. Birchall and Rosny on the opening lap, 116.128. Crawford and Hardy, 115.472. Blackstock and Lawrence, 115.211. Ellis and Clement, 114.049. And Clark and Johnson, 113.194. It all means in the race at half distance. Ryan and Callum Crowe lead by 37.2 seconds from Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny. Then Lee Crawford is 6.6 seconds down on Birchall, but only 2.6 seconds up on Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. Then Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement are 12 seconds back on Blackstock and 8.9 seconds up on Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, as that was George Holden going through with Mark Wilkes and Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons, and they are holding on to 7th and 8th at the moment. And there's 19 seconds from Holden back from Clark, and Kershaw is 15 seconds back from George Holden.
Lee Crawford must have had a brilliant run down from the bungalow, managed to pull over two seconds in on Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny. So Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, brilliant run down the mountain, sort of extended their lead slightly over Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, but more crucially, pulled in 2 seconds on Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny for that battle for second place.
Crawford and Scott Hardy looking at it, actually set the fastest sector time on the run from Cronk na Mona to the grandstand, faster than the Crows even.
That's impressive by them, boys, especially on like I said before, with them running a standard engine. So, yeah, he's got the bit between his teeth, and I don't think he'll sort of let that 6.6 second lead sort of stop him from sort of going slower over the mountain. He'll want to, as we just see George Holden having a little bit sideways there going over Ago's leap, but it's all well. Yeah, so Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, they're going to be fighting to try and claw back this 6.6 second lead. But likewise, Ben Birchall will have his pit boards out and he'll know that he's just a 6.6 second deficit ahead of Lee Crawford. So he'll be trying his best just to try and eke that out a little bit more to make it a little bit more comfortable on the rundown from the mountain on this final lap.
And of course, we don't know which direction the technical regulations are going to head in, but this could be the final lap that we are seeing tuned engines off sidecars at the TT for the foreseeable future.
It could be. There's talks about it, but there's lots of sort of irons in the fire of which direction they're going to go about it. There's many technical ways that they can sort of bring the speeds down to more of a manageable pace for passengers and everything else. So, yeah, this could be the final lap of a tuned engine for now. But yeah, there's many different directions that the organisers talking about to sort that.
We're eagerly waiting to see what kind of a sector time on the flying lap that the Crows might set. They arrive at Glen Helen. Let's have a look at it. It's certainly quick. Let's just get an idea of their Glen Helen. To Glen Helen, 120.7 is the Glen Helen to Glen Helen, so we'll monitor that as we go. Of course, they set their new lap record, 121 in the first race on Monday. So Ryan and Callum then are out through Glen Helen, waiting then for the battle behind them for the podium places, and then we'll also have a look back here to the grandstand and get an idea of the standings here at the grandstand at the end of lap one, a little bit further down the leaderboard, where we can pick up that it was outside the top six, George Holden and Mark Wilkes in seventh, Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons in eighth, Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes in ninth, the Ramsdens, Stephen Matty in tenth, Renzo and Valle van der Donk were in 11th place, Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth 12th, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey 13th, 14th for James Saunders and Sarah Stokoe, 15th for Vigert Cranenberg and Kevin Kolsch, 16th for John Saunders and Vicky Cook, 17th for Wayne Lockie and Matty Rostrom, and 18th for Mick Donovan and Jake Roberts of the outfits through the grandstand at the moment. So the lead then at Glen Helen lap two as Birchall and Rosny go through is now up to 43.4 seconds for the Crows. 43.4 seconds they lead Birchall and Rosny by. Then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy have upped that gap back to Blackstock and Lawrence in the battle for the final podium place. Crawford and Hardy are 9 seconds behind Birchall and Rosny, but 4.7 seconds up on Blackstock and Lawrence.
Yeah, Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny using all their experience and just pulling out a bit of a gap now to Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy to 9.0 seconds. So using all of the experience that he's had around this circuit for being the dominant force for the last decade or so to just pull out and sort of cement that second place, make it a little bit more of a comfortable ride going over the mountain on that final lap.
Todd Ellis trying desperately to stick with Kieran Clarke. Kieran Clarke, of course, has the tuned engine. Ted Ellis, I think, has a standard engine, is that right?
They do, yes. Yep. So Kieran Clarke running a tuned engine here, and Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement again on the standard stock class within this race.
Both of those are through Glen Helen, still holding on to fifth and sixth in this race at Glen Helen, lap two. But we see the Crows now flying through Kurt Michael. They're about to go over Ren Cullen one and then round the corner onto Ren Cullen two. Oof, they're on it, aren't they?
Yeah, you can. I don't know if you can hear the noise in the over the microphones there when the outfits are going through the sectors. But yeah, them guys are on it. They're not letting up. They're almost like they're trying to sort of better their lap record, which there's no need for them to do, but these guys are just working as one within the team, and it is brilliant to see. Like, everybody around the circuit, you should give them a massive cheer because you're watching history here.
Absolutely. And behind them, Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny. I was speaking to Ben the other day and he says they're just trying to build it up piece on piece. It's not a one-year project for them at the TT. They're trying to, obviously he switched over from Tom. He tried a new passenger last year. He switched to Patrick for this year. And you've just got to build into it, haven't you?
You have. It's so difficult. You take one element away. These guys like Ryan and Callum Crowe, they've ridden since they started riding together. They've never driven or passengered for anybody else. And it was the same when Ben and Tom Birchall were so dominant round here for such a long period of time. You have to sort of work as one, and you take one element away, whether it's an aero package or an engine or anything within these outfits, you take one element away and it sort of shows up, and it's difficult shoes for Paddy Rosny to follow. I mean, he's doing a brilliant job, but everything just has to gel and work together, and if there's just one element slightly off, it sort of shows in the lap times, and I think that's what we're seeing at TT 2025.
Ben and Patrick just coming up over Ren Cullen and out towards Bishop's Court, and the Crows are already out to Ballacry. That's how big an advantage they've got on the road. They're absolutely flying, although Birchall and Rosny are still looking really racy. The sector time suggests the Crows have now got the message. This is all in hand. It's 3 seconds slower than it was on the opening lap between Glen Helen and Balath, so it looks like they've got the message. This is sort. It's done. They just need to control it from here.
Yeah, control it from here. There's no need for them to go for another lap record. That lap record will stand for many, many years. I'm sure they'll be... I can't see anybody getting close to it, you know. But we said that when Ben and Tom did the first 120 mile an hour. Now we are talking about 121 mile an hour lap. So I might be wrong, but no, them guys are just working as one. And if they backed off a little bit, it's the most sensible thing to do in this position.
The fizz has just gone out of the battle for third, unfortunately. Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence have stopped at Lamb Fell, just up from Sarah's Cottage, in between there and the Croncavoddy Strait. So Blackstock and Lawrence out at Lamb Fell. That's such a disappointment.
That is such a shame for them, guys. I'm pretty gutted for them. I would have liked to have seen that battle for the podium go on to the very end, and I'm sure it would have done, because there was nothing splitting them in the first race and then even in the start of this race. So yeah, real disappointment for Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. Yeah, such a shame, guys.
It's going to move Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement up to fourth place when they make it to Balath. Three outfits through Balath at the moment, and it is 49.4 seconds that the Crows lead Birchall and Rosny by. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy then are 12.4 seconds back on Birchall. Ellis and Clement arrive along with Kieran Clarke and Andrew Johnson, who leads them on the road by about half a second. But in the race, it is Ellis and Clement who hold fourth, 19.6 seconds down on Crawford, 9.5 seconds up on Kieran Clarke and Andrew Johnson, who they are circulating with.
When I spoke to Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, he said that he saw the gap go up to fourth place. I'm sure now he'll just sort of control that, use his pit boards and then just run to the pace. He'll know he'll have a comfortable advantage. 20 seconds from here, just around the last sort of two-thirds of the lap. That's enough of a gap to sort of bring it home and make sure that you get that second podium.
Ellison Clement finished fourth in the opening race. They're now sitting fourth in this race as well. They'll be thinking, what do they have to do just to try and sneak a podium?
It is. It's almost a carbon copy of the first race, where the way everything's gone, even down to Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence just dropping out. But we're just looking at the speed trap times there. Crow and Crow, 161.472, so almost matching their first lap speed trap time.
Wow, impressive stuff as we see them already through Parliament Square on the way to Cruickshanks and then up to Mayhill and White Gates. They're flying into Ramsey and through Ramsey right now on the way to Sidecar Victory. They are, of course, from the north of the island up in Jerby, up there in the north of the Isle of Man is the company. They're getting the cheers from their local home crowd as they come up towards Stella Maris. Plenty of room left at Stella Maris.
Yeah, it looks like we're watching the video footage here, and it looks like they have sort of rolled it a little bit. Just going to bring it home, the most sensible thing to do in this position, and take a second win of the TT 2025. But there's still a long way to go. Anything can happen around the TT, as it has done in the past. So keep your fingers crossed for them guys and give them a big cheer and wave as they come past.
Absolutely. It's a 120.2 pace Ramsey to Ramsey for the Crows. So they know they've got the signal. It's all done. It's all in control. The double at the TT to match their double from last year is very much on the cards on the final run over the mountain. We next wait for Birchall and Rothley to arrive into Ramsey as we see the Crows already through the gooseneck and heading on up onto the mountain proper, up towards the 26th and Joey's, and then on from there to MD's, the new corner that's been named after Michael Dunlop, the 27th, when he took the record as Birchall and Rothley now arrive into Ramsey Hairpin, just coming up through Stella Maris, and the gap's gone out to 54 seconds. So even backing it off, the Crows are continuing to build this lead. 54.096 seconds. They lead by at Ramsey on lap two. They are on a ride over the mountain on the final lap of TT action for the sidecars at TT 2025 to claim the double. They just need to get it back here, all well and good.
Yeah, these band of brothers. First of all, it was Ben and Tom Birchall, dominated for decades, and now that domination has sort of moved over to the Crow brothers. A testament to Nick Crow and the whole team there, that they've built this fantastic outfit for them to go out and do these lap times. It's quite an amazing achievement what they're doing.
Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy also through the hairpin and onto the climb of the mountain. They continue to hold it onto third place. 16.2 seconds down on Birchall and Rosny. As we see, Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson still leading Todd Ellison and Manuel Clement on the road, but it's the other way round in the race as we wait for them to arrive at Ramsey Hairpin. Picking up the Crows then on the climb of the mountain as they go through. We get Ellis and Clement and Clark and Johnson, and it's almost exactly as you were at Ballath. Ellison Clement 19 seconds down on Crawford and Hardy in fourth, but 9.4 seconds up on Clark and Johnson, who they are right in tow with on the road. And they just have to sit there, and they know that fourth place is there for Ellis and Clement. They just have to get it back here to the TT grandstand.
Yeah, amazing achievement for all these guys out there, and girls of course, going out there and doing this. Sort of been taken away by Ryan and Callum Crowe. They've just sort of had too much for everybody. Nobody's even been able to get close for them the whole TT fortnight, not even the likes of Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny. So a testament to these guys, they've built an absolute fantastic machine. They've been riding well, they're riding as one, and it really is brilliant to see that outfit and the development work that they've brought here at the Isle of Man TT. Everything just falling into place and being able to do these laps of 120 mile an hour almost at ease. It's these guys are really incredible.
They're about to arrive at the bungalow, and there are only five outfits, including them, through Ramsey Hairpin. Six now as George Holden and Mark Wilkes arrive. So we'll go back to Ballath just to get an idea, as the Crows do now arrive at the bungalow, and they will be away onto the run across up to Brandywell and then onto the 32nd Windy Corner and the 33rd. But if we go down a little bit further, beyond Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson in sixth at Ballath on lap two, George Holden and Mark Wilkes in seventh, Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons in eighth, Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes in ninth, Stephen Matty Ramsden in tenth, Renzo and Valle van der Donkt in 11th, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey, 12th for Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth, 13th for James Saunders and Sarah Stokoe, 14th for Vigert Cranenberg and Kevin Kolsch, 15th for Wayne Lockie and Matty Rostron, 16th for John Saunders and Vicky Cook, 17th for Mick Donovan and Jake Roberts, and rounding out the 19 outfits through at the moment, Maria Costello and Alan Smith in 18th, and Bruno Mathern and Matthew Dooley in 19th. But it's back to the bungalow. The Crows are well away from there now. We await the arrival of Birchall and Rosny in second place, and then Crawford and Hardy behind them, and the podium looks set to be identical to race one.
It does, and these guys will be happy with that. I think Ben Birchall has sort of resigned to the fact that he's not going to be able to touch Ryan and Callum Crowe for a little while. He needs to go away and try and figure out where he's lost all this speed and how to catch these guys up, a league of their own. But Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy will be super happy with their second podium of the TT. Coming here, they didn't really know what expectations to have running the standard engine. But going away with two podiums at TT 2025, it's looking like it's going to be a good week for them.
John Saunders, we're hearing, has retired at Ginger Hall with Vicky Cook. So they are out at Ginger Hall on this final lap of sidecar action at the TT as the Crows now go round Craignabar. They're heading off down towards Gobnagay and then down into Brandish. The lead is over a minute at the bungalow. It's 1 minute and 1.9. We say thank you very much to Patrick Ferrant, who has to go off and do TV duties. Really appreciate him being with us. It's 61.9 seconds. Birchall and Rosny are now behind the Crows. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy are also through the bungalow. 19.2 seconds down on Birchall and Rosny, but we are seeing an absolute masterclass at TT 2025 in the sidecars by Ryan and Callum Crowe. They did the double last year. They're well on track to do the double this year as they drive the car, the outfit, up through Hilbury, then into the left-handers at Crocnamona, where they are now. Then we'll pick them up at the signpost corner, where they'll just get on the anchors and drive through the right-hander, the 90-degree right-hander at signpost corner, and they will be on their way. We've only got these five outfits through the bungalow. They're already away down towards Bedstead. So Ryan and Callum Crowe then, they have backed it off a little bit on the sector times. They can afford to. They come through Bedstead. Next up down towards the Nuke, where they'll take the right-hander into the old road that is used on the TT course, not used for daily traffic. The run down from the Nuke to Governor's Bridge. They will arrive out from the trees. You can see it's still damp there at Governor's Bridge. You can see that and under the dip as they take the right-hander. So that's just to be careful. Just to be careful off there, because you can see the road is wet. They emerge out of the dip. They flash onto Glen Crutchery Road. The Opal Kell Properties crew, Ryan and Callum Crowe, about to take the double at TT 2025. What a performance by Ryan and Callum Crowe. We'll have the Manx National Anthem on the podium once again. It was 120.168 on that final lap, 18 minutes 50.318. They are into the return lane, and we next wait for Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, but we'll not wait because the performance is all about the Crows here. So as soon as they get to the winner's enclosure, we will get you down to Chris Kinley and we'll confirm the podium places as and when we can. In fact, we can see them coming up here now. Let's head down to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, this is going to be some reaction from the crowd that are here. Big crowd here for the sidecar race number two, sponsored by threewheeling.media. There we go. Four out of four. Callum gives Ryan a big smack on the back, pulls the cutoff switch off. They go in straight in and hug each other. They have done the business once again. Ben Birchall, Pat Rosny are at Crocnamona, as is Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. And Callum firing up the crowd, and Ryan jumps up as well. The Manx flags are flying over the far side there. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, they are also through Crocnamona. They're some 20 seconds back of Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny, but it's two out of two. Make that four out of four. And here comes the Birchalls across the line. Birchalls and Rosny, they cross the line there now. 1 minute and eight is the official gap. And the full Crow guys will come up. The Opal team will be here as well, who sponsor, obviously, the Superstock race a few minutes ago. They're one of their big sponsors now as well. So Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny, they're coming in as well. Confirmed in that second place, just waiting for Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Todd Ellis and Kieran Clark are also both through Crocnamona. But let's get to our double. Know that. Let's call it quadruple winning. TT driver gets the hat from Rob and the team, motorsport team, and goes straight in to see all the crew. And they're all here giving hugs. That's more important than speaking to me. Oh, there we go. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy is confirmed in that third place. 23.01 seconds is the gap between Ben Birchall and Lee Crawford. And here they come in, the Birchall boys. There we go. Don't run over the feet. See the chat from Opel as well. Keep spending the money. That's all they're going to say. Keep spending the money. Somebody said to me, you know, it's 2 out of 2, but it's not. It's 4 out of 4.
It's 4 out of 4, right?
That'll do.
That'll do.
Talk us through that. You went off the line like a blinking scalded cat, and I thought, oh, aye.
Oh, well, the plan was to get a good lead straight out of the box and then see what we can do. And I had a look at the pit boards, and it kept growing. Weren't pushing, so just kept that pace going. And yeah, it worked out very well.
Because you're on 120 and a bit pace when you got to it. Basically, it was a carbon copy of the first race. But then you obviously seen the board and thought, I'm safe here.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we weren't as pushy to Glen Helen that time.
Conditions out there, tell us about that.
Conditions were good. Conditions were good. Bit windy on the mountain still again, but other than that, unless it's just the speed of the thing ripping my head off.
Yeah, probably, yeah, because you've got to get yourself somewhere. But 120 points, something it was the second lap. You're on near enough lap record pace at one point, but then, like you said, you just backed away a bit.
Yeah, no, it was just safer to bring it back. Yeah.
All those cold, hard nights up in the workshop, this is worth it, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. This is what we do it all for, is this. So to be stood here again is just a dream come true again. Keep living the dream.
Well done, boys. Well done, Cal. And how about you? Next for you, Southern 100, is it?
Southern 100 for us next. Bloody awesome that was.
That's 4 on the spin.
Yeah, 4. I don't know what was wrong with me. I had the race was ready for it. I need to take my earplugs out because I can't hear.
That'd be better.
Yeah. I don't know what was wrong with me this morning. The bike was ready, but I still got the mechanics to drain the fuel out and put it back in. And I was just so on edge for some reason. But yeah, just a massive big thank you to Opel and Kell Properties this year. Raj has been brilliant, and Chris Kelly, you know, he's been brilliant as well, and all my team, Dale, Andy, Richard Lumley, Will Beal, Andy Veal, my dad, Dave Molyneux, it's all this. And it's massive.
Big effort, isn't it?
Oh, it's a massive family effort, and you know, this is what the prize is, this awesome feeling of winning our man TT.
Get top of that Stabodin, mate, well done.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Well done to Ryan, well done to Callum as well. Let's go and do some telly. So Ben and Paddy, let's have a word with Ben if we can. And I'm sure we'll let you have a big go and so he's always got his blinking dog with him, Andy Farragher, isn't he?
Well, I'm not going to say much, but Jen, you've got competition there.
How are you then? You knew the boys were going to go, didn't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they've been on form all week, and congratulations to them and the team. You know, to take a double at pace like that when it's that easy. I keep saying it. I know what it's like, but I'm thrilled with what we've done. Best of the rest this week, and. My team's been brilliant. My sponsors have been amazing to stick with me, and we're building it. We're building it bit by bit. I think we did 116.8 then. I'm really pleased with that, and Paddy's done a great job. Paddy's just gone faster and faster every time, so couldn't be happier.
You know, the feedback he gives you after a race, does he? What sort of things does he point out to you after every lapse? Does he say, I'm not comfortable with that, or I'm comfortable with that, and do you have to change where you drive for it?
What you've got to imagine for Paddy is it's just a massive learning curve, and it isn't going to stop changing. It isn't going to stop getting more difficult or faster. It's as simple as that. There is no, for him now, there's no rest. There's no like, I've got that bit, because he knows that once he's got that bit, we're going to go again and we're going to go again. So we have a system. We have an on-bike system where he can tell me that he's comfy, because neither of us want to go beyond where we are. You know, we need to be safe, and we need to be comfortable and be able to not be frightening ourselves and bringing it on, and that's the key. And we'll be back next year. We'll find a bit more over winter, and we'll have another go.
Will we see you in Castletown in July?
I've got to do a bit of jiggling around, but I'll let you know.
Good man. Well done, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Cheers. Thanks, guys. And where's Paddy? Let's get it. Oh, that blinking dog. Andy and his dog is everywhere. He gets in the way. 2 podiums, though, Paddy.
Hang on, it's Pebble's birthday today.
Is it Pebble's birthday today? Happy birthday, Pebble. 4 today, goodness me. Yeah, do you want to get the boys? Yeah, Paddy, second podium, happy?
Yeah, I'm buzzing with that. Say February, I wasn't even, TT wasn't even a thought, and now 2 podiums. I'm buzzing.
Go and get on the TV box. Don't forget your gloves in your hat, or he'll shout at you as well. Thank you, Paddy. Well done, mate. Excellent stuff. And, well, young Scott Hardy said to me on the little walk before, he goes, I'll see you in there later. You're in here.
Yeah, I was hoping to give myself a bit luck by saying that to you.
It's worked, obviously.
It obviously worked, yeah.
You were under pressure at some point, though. Lewis Blackstock was pushing you.
Yeah, I didn't know anything, mate. I'm just hanging on the back.
You're not looking at any boards? Is he the one reading?
Nah, I need my glasses for that.
Yeah, you do. So do I. Do you have any boards out on track? That's the point.
Yeah, we've got one at Gooseneck, and we had Rona, obviously, just to come over the start line on this for the second lap. Obviously, there's no point in displaying it for the final end in the second lap. But, yeah, I didn't look. He looked. He knew where he was. We were plus four up on them when I think they either pulled over. So, yeah, it was good.
Conditions that the boys are saying still a bit blustery up on top.
Still a wee bit blustery. It wasn't, like, mental, but, yeah, it was better than the other day.
Second time in here. How does it feel?
Tiring.
I think a few beers.
Yeah, I'm ready for home now.
Ready for home and a few beers, eh?
Yeah.
Scott, well done. And Lee, well done, young man.
Yeah, happy. Obviously, a big shout out to Bluey, who's doing the pit board from Team Frowns, but he's doing it for us at the Gooseneck, so thank you to him. Yeah, really happy. You know, what a TT experience for us. Shame about Lewis and Oscar. Obviously, they put on a brilliant display with a standard engine. Really would have been nice to see them here, but well done. And I'm over the moon. Well done to the team. It's been a cracker, so we'll come back next year.
Come back next year. And I've just asked the boys, you coming back to the Southern 100? Ben and the guys, you coming back?
Absolutely. Of course I am.
For Blount? Oh, good. That's good to see. And what's next on the cards race-wise for you? Where do you go from this?
We're going to have a little bit of time off before the Southern. He wants to get home and, you know, do some work. I want to go and see Lucy. I'm not doing work. Mike can wait. But, yeah, no, over the moon. It's just been an incredible journey this for 2 weeks. Couldn't ask any more. Bike's been immaculate. Happy.
Happy two podiums at the TT and going home a happy man. Light ales this evening, is it?
Oh, I'll have a few Guinness, I know that much.
Good man. Well done, boys. Thank you. Lee. Well done, Scott. Get yourself in. Do the TV bit. There you go. The top three. Ryan Crowe goes right up to Lee and shakes his hand and says, well done, boys. So there we go. How he fits in the outfit at 6 foot, whatever he is, Chris Boyd, is beyond me. Let's go back to you.
Absolutely fantastic. The atmosphere, you could hear the crackle from up here as they came into the winner's enclosure. Absolutely brilliant display by Ryan and Callum Crowe to take the Threewheeling.media Sidecar TT Race 2. As they did the Threewheeling.media Sidecar TT Race 1, as they did both races in 2024. Absolutely fantastic display by the Jerby crew, Ryan and Callum Crowe. The top six, in fact, are exactly the same as Race 1. So Ryan and Callum Crowe on the Honda. They take the win from Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny by 1 minute and 8.9 at the end. And we'll go down the rest of the leaderboard after we've spoken to Steve Kershaw with Beth.
Yeah, so this is your first time round here this year. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was. Got the TT race under my belt now, and that's the main thing. You know, I think missing the first one puts a little bit on the back foot setup-wise there. But, you know, we brought it home and we got a finish, and we're happy, and we'll be back next year.
How was the outfit running? Any issues? Any little niggles?
It was a little slow, and I'm not sure why, if the wind had changed direction, but it didn't feel as strong as the other night on the shakedown, which then threw my gear pattern a bit, which just took me half a lap just to get my head round. And there's all these things going on, you know, that I just had to work out. The second time over the mountain was better, but typically I should be delighted, but because I'm a racer, I'm a little frustrated.
It's just mind-blowing how much is going through your mind and how much you have to think about. I mean, it's a long way around that one lap, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a long way around, but it goes quick, you know, you're back there again. And I just had to told myself just to settle down and just try and change my rhythm to suit what it would pull gear-wise, and it was better, like I say, the second lap. So
just getting a well done there from Dave Molyneux. And what happens now then? TT25 is over. I'm guessing planning already starts?
Planning already started, yeah. Planning already started about 3 days ago. So, yeah, definitely got time now to process all that and have a think and enjoy the moment, I think, tonight. It's what we need to do. Like I say, I get a bit wrapped up when you're a racer about doing better, but we just need to enjoy ourselves now and, get sorted out for next year.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic achievement. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We echo that. Well done to Stephen Kershaw, newcomer at TT 2025. In fourth place on the results were Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement. They finished 10.8 seconds ahead of Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson. They just overhauled them on the road right at the end of the race. They finished fifth, Clark and Johnson in sixth. 44 seconds down on Clark was George Holden, another of our newcomer drivers here at the TT this year, with Mark Wilkes on the Yamaha. Then Kershaw, who we've just spoken to, with Rhys Gibbons. They've taken seventh. Then in eighth, Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes. In ninth, and they are with Beth.
They certainly are, and Greg is just doing some stretches here, because Greg, bless his, your back gone.
Yeah, it really has. It had gone before. I just, when I woke up this morning, just stretched a little bit, it just popped me back, and been in agony all the way around, and I'm dead pleased with that, and I'm so grateful for Andy being on the side of us. But in agony's not the word, but you know, the excitement and the thrill of going around the TT and the amount of supporters we got, it's fantastic. I'm really pleased, and thanks to the kids again. You know, there is a lot of kids there waving, and all the adults and things, thanks very much. And I hope you all come to a sidecar school, because you can just experience what I've just experienced. If you really want to do it, you can do it. Remember your dream and follow your dream. You can do it.
Oh, amazing. Just brilliant to hear that from Greg. And Andy, I mean, obviously you were aware that Greg wasn't feeling quite up to scratch. Does that make a difference for you as a passenger?
Well, you can tell when a driver's on it, and a lot has to go right for the driver to feel smooth and just right. So I could tell speed wasn't quite there, but all good fun though.
Fantastic achievement. We've got that eighth place, 109.609, and so many people waving you on out there.
Pardon?
So many people waving you on out there.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I don't actually see that much of that because I'm tucked down. But it's, I must admit, it's always nice when you get up, especially when you're coming down to the Craig. So if any of the crowd are listening, when it's the last lap of a race, please just wave, because it's just a lovely feeling. And there were lots doing it right down at Governor's, so thank you.
Well, enjoy your moment, Andy, and he possibly needs a back massage, so that's on you, I'm afraid.
Yeah, fair chance of that.
Thank you very much, Beth. Let's just take you through one or two more of the retirements. It looks like Gordon Shand is out at Cronker Voddy Dip. John Saunders, we'd mentioned. Bruno Matern has stopped up at the bus station in Ramsey. So we got down to the ninth, I think. Steve and Matty Ramsden finishing in ninth. Then Renzo and Valley van der Donk have rounded out the top 10. That's a fantastic result for them. A great result too for Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey back at the TT after a few years out, and they've had two fantastic results. 11th place for them. Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth have finished in 12th position. And then it's James Saunders and Sarah Stoker who take 13th. 14th goes to Vigert Kranenberg and Kevin Kolsch. 15th goes to Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostron. 16th to Mick Donovan and Jake Roberts. 17th to Maria Costello and Alice Smith. 18th to Stevens Palacourt and Drul Jan. 19th to Eric Lenzer and Anna Rossay. 20th to David Marshall and Luke Gilligan. And 21st to John Shipley and Jodie James. And Beth has Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clabon.
I certainly do. Fantastic fourth place. And we've been talking about you're on a standard engine as well, which I think just speaks volumes. Talk us through your race, Todd.
Yeah, it was good. We got away all right. It took us a bit longer to catch Kieran in that one, but with us in two different classes and that, it just made it a bit hard work then to make the pass and then get away. But yeah, there's always next year. We're happy with the lap time, so that'll do.
I love it. Immediately attention goes on to next year. There's no sort of basking in the glory, is there?
No, well, the glory is when you stood up on them three steps, isn't it? So yeah, that's the aim.
That's the dream. Emmanuel, how was it for you today?
Yeah, just great. I feel more relaxed than the day before, and just enjoy it, to be honest. It was nice weather, best condition ever, so yeah, I'm happy with everything.
And honestly, I mean, we know how physical it is, but you don't even look like you've done anything. You look amazing.
Thank you, yeah. No, it's hard work, but yeah, I think you need to relax a bit in the platform and just be focused on what you're doing, and everything is fine.
And what happens for you now, heading home, back to real life?
Well, we head home, swap the bike and go to Hungary for the World Championship on Monday, so no time to rest.
Well, best of luck with that, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful to hear. Two fourth place finishes for Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement. They're really coming to the fore in the TT sidecar class, as you would expect of world champions. Let's take you through the lap two times then. For Ryan and Callum Crowe, it was 18 minutes 50.3, 120.168 miles per hour, and that was the fastest lap of the race. Second fastest were Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, 116.896. Then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, 115.272. They actually went faster on the opening lap. Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement, who we've just spoken to, 115.065. Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, 114.884. George Holden and Mark Wilkes, 112.442. Then Stephen Kershaw over 110.927 on that second lap. So the fastest lap of the race obviously went to the Crows on that second lap, 120.168. Race control have already had the first race signal for the entire Cover Insurance Super Twin Race 2. They are just holding opening the pit lane for that until they've got the podium celebrations underway and done for this sidecar race. Obviously, everybody needs to be safe. We don't want fuel being put into fillers and things whilst we are waiting for the podium. So the guys are coming up and going to be going onto the podium fairly shortly. In fact, let's do that right now with Chris Kinley.
Yes, welcome back to the pit lane here at the TT 2025. And it is, of course, a threewheelingmedia.com sidecar race number two. And Chris Bowman, he's an old hand at this. He knows what he's doing. He's made his way to the top of the stage. Wait till he gets to the top of the stage and give him a big cheer, OK? It'll shock him. Already? Is he there yet? There he is. Hello, Chris. Give him a cheer, folks, please. Put a lot into the sidecars. Brilliant stuff. Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, their second TT podium, riding the SJH Bodyworks Kawasaki LCR outfit, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. So for the second time in their, well, quite short TT career, the boys make their way onto that third step to get the awards from Chris, and they'll get the sashes over their neck, of course, in a bit. They'll have the podium champagne as well. And in second position, riding the Hager Wickham Blackwell Honda LCR, number three, Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny. One or two fans in the back there, give him a big cheer as well. So well done to Ben and well done to Paddy, getting themselves another podium position at the TT. And now, folks, driving the Opel Kettle Properties Honda LCR. It's four on the bounce, two this year. Number one, Ryan and Callum Crowe. And the boys make their way to that top step. And we will be here in the Manx National Anthem very, very shortly. And the trophy they're going to get was first presented in 1923. The ACU Sidecar Tourist Trophy for race number two. And that goes to Ryan and Callum Crowe. There's your champions, folks. Get the pictures. Brilliant stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are able, please be upstanding for the Manx National Anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, the top three in sidecar race number two, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny, and your winners, Ryan and Callum Crowe, who are now going to get the champagne open. And there's the first one gone. Oh, yes, here we go. Oh, the poor scouts. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com, your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear, and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world, Manx Radio 1368.